Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Buddy Overstreet. He's wanted by the head of the most powerful crime syndicate in the country. In the steam room, Buddy overheard their vital secrets and the mysterious words, Chicken Little. Now he knows too much. These are the orders given to all members of the syndicate from one end of the country to the other.
Get him! Get him!
Gumby guessed it.
Well, good evening. Oh, I should, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. My voice is a little shot. I apologize in advance. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. It has been 1,081 days since the head began to rot. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud sponsors of Jim Cracks for Crackheads and Puppy Pasties for Provocative Poodles. I like that last one. Puppy Pasty for Provocative Poodles. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, yada yada. Possum Hour Mondays and Friday possums, and blobbering times in between. At least for now. That's about it. Bed's ready to rock and roll. Well, all I can say to that is, shut up, Ted. We're not ready for you. Yet. But phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Peanut butter.
Chocolate. You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Well, you got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Bravissimo.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Real milk chocolate. Good old-fashioned peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, well, there you go. There's our first caller. Welcome to Possum.
Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to order a 13-inch... pineapple and sauerkraut with extra cheese and some of them cheesy breadsticks. And you guys got the cheesy breadsticks, right? Yeah. And don't forget the dipping sauce. Man, I love that dipping sauce.
I think you had the wrong number. This is Possum Hour.
Oh. This ain't Pizza Loaf's Pizza?
No, this is a podcast called Possum Hour.
Yeah, I see. So do you guys have pineapple and sauerkraut pizza?
No!
Then make a bowl of sardine spaghetti with possum balls.
Okay, fine. Your order will be ready to pick up in about 45 minutes. How's that?
What? No delivery? Forget about it then.
Thank you. lunch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. Right here.
All right.
Beautiful thing, man.
Wild stuff. Wild
beautiful
stuff.
Thing.
You're not
isn't
serious.
I'm dead serious.
Damn Skippy.
Dead serious.
Uh-huh.
Well, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing just swell. Yourself?
I'm okey-doke, man. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, sure. It was a nice weekend.
Cool, man.
And yours? Did you have a prosperous one?
I didn't.
Any gigs?
I didn't do nothing.
Didn't do nothing?
I was just hanging around. I wasn't doing nothing.
Well, good for you.
That's the truth.
You need weekends like that.
Well, I finally looked at my calendar, got my calendar together for the year. That was something I needed to do, and realized I had another 2 weeks to get the calendar together. So I got some time to do some things that I'd been putting off. There was this guy that wanted me to do a sketch for a dog book. He was in no hurry for it, you know, and I just kind of set it on the desk for when I have, you know, a couple of days to horse around with it. So I might pick that up.
Just a series of funny dog stories, probably.
Well, I haven't looked at. He's got it posted online. It's a story of this dog he had that was blind, and I think it's kind of a heartwarming type story and whatnot, you know.
Okay.
When I went to college with this guy. No, there was no sign he was that deep, okay, that he would, like, write a touching story or something, you know. He was a frat guy.
Now, what could a guy like you do? What kind of a draw could you do of a serious blind dog? You're one
well,
of
I'm going to have to...
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's the thing. I'm going to have to read it and see the tone of it. And, you know, I...
And maybe zero in on one scene, you know?
Yeah. Work around, you know, play with it. Play with it and see what happens.
Okay. But no white paint and dark shades or anything.
No.
Nah. That's a story all balance, it will.
No. It's not, I don't think it's going to be that kind of story, man. Cocaine and dark glasses. That's it. Braille dog food.
Mr. Mackle. Sit down, sweetheart. Sit down.
Sit down, honey. All right. Well, where's the kumquats, man? Where's your kumquats?
Kumquats.
There you go.
If
all
I
right.
had a blind dog, I'd name him Mr. Mackle.
You'd have to. You'd have to.
Yeah, you have to.
I thought it was Mr. Muckle. I thought it was Mr. Muckle.
Is it Muckle? Maybe it is
Muckle. I think it's Mr. Muckle.
It's been such a long time since I've seen it.
I pull that up on YouTube every so often just to... It's one of the most amazing scenes in comedy.
Oh, yeah.
What we're talking about is W.C. Fields. And which movie was that? Was that the...
That's the Orange Grove one. It's a gift, I think.
It's a gift? Shoot. Here we are, shooting our horns, and we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I know, man. I used to know all this shit by heart, you know, but it's all getting away from me now.
That's the thing, man. We're getting old, so we can't remember shit, man. So we were talking about our favorite pizzas. How about this? Italian sausage, pepperoni, anchovies, and black olive.
You're a sick man. You're deranged, man. First of all, you lost me with the tomato sauce.
Oh yeah, you're not
into
the white
pizza.
I like
white pizza.
I'm not done with white pie.
Man, that's good.
I'm done with white pie. I'm done.
I love it. Got that garlic.
All right, we're gonna blow something up. Oh, this is a request. We have a request. We have a request. Now, I kind of like George Benson, and one time, my little sister told me she had dinner with George Benson on her birthday. So, we'll kind of try not to blow him up too much, and we'll just concentrate on the song itself.
I like his older stuff. Where he was more of an instrumentalist, you know? I didn't like that.
I don't know what the hell this is. So, yeah, this is going down. Here you go,
Cake.
You know
what's good? The album he did with Benny Goodman. He did an album with Benny Goodman. That's very good, but
I'll have to check it out.
Okay, blow it up.
Hang on.
Thank you, Ted.
Hang on, Ted. We're almost ready for you. Go to the green room and chase your tail. All right. George Benson, getting blown up. Hit it.
I'm going to take a piss. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the Mighty Duck movies.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
The bears are as fucked up ass!
Life would seem so long.
I have balls!
With you I see forever so clearly.
Piss.
I might have been in love before. But it never felt this strong.
Ah, shit!
Our dreams are young and we both know.
Ah,
they'll take us where we want to go.
Kiss my ass!
Hold me now. Touch me now.
Yeah.
I don't want to live without
you. Touch my dick or cock.
Nothing's gonna change my love for you.
Fuck you.
John!
Dan Van Zandt.
There
you go. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where's my oh yeah, man?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Where's my oh yeah?
Oh yeah! There he is.
All right, Jack. All right.
Uh-huh.
We're ready for you, Ted. The stage is set. You ready, Teddy? Ted, for those of you tuning in for the first time, is my dog. Hi, Ted. There you go. Okay.
There
he's ready. He's ready. He's ready. Now,
roll call, Ted.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the roll call. These are the guests here at the Possum Lounge. Flycatch was here, but left.
Probably.
And then there was a gal named Susan, but she left too.
Yeah.
Anything to say on that? Okay. All right. Now, but here, still here, is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Right?
You are correct there.
Okay. He says yes. And that, now, next up is Admiral G.T. Trenton. Otherwise known
GTO.
As GTO, go with Cheerios. Right, Ted? Whoa! You better believe it. That was an enthusiastic
part fire.
For GT. And there's my inimitable co-host, who's speaking to you, well, not right now, but, you know, I'm not yakking. It's
on a new phone.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, Ted.
The sinister minister
you,
of finance Ted. And parking.
Yes. Good to be here.
All right. And we have a new listener, or possum, hopefully, Suzette Live Talk. She's requesting some Nipsey Russell, so she can't be all bad.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Ted?
On the trolley.
All right. Ted likes the looks of her. All right. Anything else to add?
Suzette, she has to tell us when her show is so we can announce it.
We'll plug your show. Well, yeah,
or
anybody shows up, they get a plug. They get or call in. Give us your own plug in person. Well, there you have it.
Ted. We'll have Ted give the announcement.
Ted, okay. Okay. We got it. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
I met her down in Napoli, and didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me mates. And though we're married happily, I'll tell you furthermore, I haven't had a decent meal since 1944.
Eat your Minestrone, Joe.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your macaroni, Joe.
Every blinking time.
No wonder you're so bony, Joe, and skinny as a rake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make. Bangers and mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
Eat your tagliatelle, Joe.
That's all I've heard for years.
Eat your vermicelli, Joe.
Coming out me ears.
You've got to fill your belly, Joe. Joe, for heaven's sake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used
well,
to make.
Well,
bangers and mash.
Tagliatelle.
Bangers and mash.
A vermicelli.
So give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
1943, Allied forces land in Italy. There's a smashing looking bird over there, Bert. I think she's showing out there.
Well, why don't you chat her up then?
Right. Buongiorno, signorina there. Here, are you married?
Drop a bed.
There you are. Can't have a fair answer than that, can you?
I met him back in Italy, so dashing and good looking. He wined me and he dined me. every night. He said I smiled so prettily, and how he loved my cooking. But since he's married me, it seems he's lost his appetite.
Eat your tagliatelle, so.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your vermicelli, so.
Every blooming day.
You've got to fill your belly, so. So for heaven's sake.
When they give us a bash at the bank, it's a mess your mother used to make.
Bangers and a mess.
Minestrone.
Bangers and a mess.
Macaroni.
Give me a bash with the banger and the mesh. Why the same one that your mother was. What you laughing at now? Now, listen, please.
Joe?
Yes?
Why don't you belt up, or I'll give you a punch up a throat.
Now she's a tells of me. Ha! Mamma mia.
Beauty. Peter Sellers, yeah. Man.
Eat your macaroni, Joe. Manja, manja.
Okie dokie. So, Suzette Live Talk. I would say that's probably the name of the show, too. Suzette Live Talk, right?
That's what I'm assuming.
Tuesdays at 8 Eastern Time,
okay.
5 Pacific Time. On, is that Spreaker or Speaker.com? Which I don't know. So I,
all right.
And she's here on the recommendation of Bringing It Boy.
Bringing It Boy.
For a couple of weeks. So, what were we talking about there? Pizza pie. Everybody
pizza
likes their
pie.
That's a subject you can always. That's another one, like an icebreaker if you're at a party or something with.
Yeah.
Spreaker. Okay. So, that was right. It was Spreaker.com.
Okay.
If you're at a party with like a class reunion, something like that, yeah. Right? You know, they bring
you
it up. Anybody got any? Anybody
yeah.
got any tattoos? That's a good one.
That
has big legs.
Uh-huh.
I did that at the last Rookstock, and holy cow, this one gal.
Ooh.
She goes. I don't have any like tattoos, like you know, regular tattoos. But then she looks. Right, you know, right, real deep in my face, and says, but I have my eye makeup tattooed on.
Oh, okay.
That grossed me out so bad.
I imagine so.
I'm like, no, you did not have eyeliner tattooed on. Yes, she did.
Oh. Imagine that.
That
freaked
me
little
out.
Needle.
Right.
Oh.
Oh no! No!
Huh?
There's no freaking way.
Well, she never has to do that again. That's cool.
Oh yeah, no credit card numbers needed, man, to get into Blog Talk. Someone's been hijacked. That gummit. So we were discussing at the very, very beginning. In the chat, we were talking about Henry Blake being killed on MASH.
R.I.P.
I believe GTO brought it up. I brought up Henry Blake, and then he said something about him getting whacked, you know. And I said, I thought you wanted to go out.
One of the greatest
Ted.
TV characters.
Oh, I loved Henry Blake on MASH. McLean Stevenson was brilliant. Totally shouldn't have quit, man. But he wasn't happy, and they offered him a pile of money to go to NBC.
Yeah.
Is the reality of it. Or
had
CBS.
Had a turkey.
Yeah. Oh, he had a string of them, man. Whole flock of turkeys. Hello, Larry.
I remember Hello, Larry. Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
Well, Hello, Larry. And then he had one where he was a priest.
Oh, Jesus.
One where he was a hotel clerk, kind of a Faulty Towers type thing. Yeah,
I don't remember any of this. Okay.
Anyways, you said, I said, Yeah, that was a very powerful episode when they killed him, because I didn't see it coming, and you said you saw it coming before the last scene. I could see when Radar comes in all stressed how you could be tipped off. But how did you see it?
See, the thing is, before the first airing, there was a rumor going around that Blake was going to get killed.
So you knew it from the outside in.
Yeah, wondering it. But the way the show was going, you know, being that it was just a rumor, you're thinking, oh, okay, he's going home. I guess he's not going to get killed. You know, that's why I said I was kind of tipped off. So, yeah, it still hit me by surprise the way they did it, that he went home and everything, and then Radar came out. He left for home, I should say.
Yeah.
So it still got me, yes. But there was a rumor going around that he was going to get killed.
Yeah, I didn't know he was quitting the show. I didn't get Variety back in those days. What did we read?
My father saying, oh, there goes the comedy show. And I thought it was great, you know, because it shows a little, you know, the war isn't there, you know. It's fun and games.
Yeah. But the show
killed him.
It was okay. I mean, if you're going to leave anyway.
Yeah.
The show then kind of
good thing that
they nosedived into maudlinness though after that, man, and just became like
Alan Alda got really weird.
Yeah,
the show got fucked
power.
Up.
He was drunk. He was drunk with power.
Yeah, exactly. He got into women's rights, so all of a sudden, you know,
Once Frank Burns leaves, there's no comedy characters left. They're all flesh and blood characters. And it's like, I want a goofy guy that you can laugh at. You know?
I like the way Alan Alda and that Farrell guy was always saying how great Morgan was as a drunk. Were they making fun of him? Because he was the worst fucking drunk. Harry Morgan was a horrible drunk. When he played a drunk on the show.
You mean his acting as a drunk was not good?
His acting as a drunk, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was horrible. But they're talking about how wonderful it is. Seems to me they were making fun of him.
Maybe that was an inside joke between them.
That's what I think. You ever see him playing a drunk? Oh, it's horrible.
I can't come to mind. Harry Morgan's he's cool and shit, and I liked him on there, but he's not a great actor. He's a decent, solid character guy.
And he paid his dues.
Did his share of westerns, boy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what do we got, man? Stuff to do. Let's play a game.
Yeah, that's another thing. Klinger, stop wearing dresses, GTO's reminded me. The whole show.
Klinger, put pants on. That was one of my better cartoons, man. Back when Bill Clinton instituted the don't tell policy in the armed forces. Which meant, like, gay people could be gay, just don't say anything about it.
Which floated
for a while, but eventually the gay people were like, fuck that shit. We're, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man. So anyways, my editor called me up, and we both kind of said at the same time, I have a great idea for the cover this week, you know. And we both said Klinger at the same time, you know.
The best is when he was hang gliding with the robe on and the pink fuzzy slippers. and they thought it was a rare bird or something.
Yeah. I had Klinger's marching up and down with a sign that says Clinton's unfair. That was the gag.
There you go.
And he's up he's on patrol at night in a dress.
Yeah.
In a sundress. I don't think MASH was not on the air when I did that cartoon. That's
They're long gone. Long gone.
I got to let the dog out. In fact, the last episode aired the day I moved to Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Ain't that something? Yeah. That's how long I lived here. Need to go out
and
there,
part
son.
Part of that last episode was good. Some of
oh,
that last
man, that
episode.
Is, talk about going on about a mile too long. Woo!
That whole thing about the Hawkeye telling that woman to quiet that chicken, and she killed the chicken. That was a very good storyline.
Oh yeah, it was very you know, I don't know. I kind of like my comedy funny, you know.
Like
I like my porn
like
dirty. I like my comedy funny. I like my.
I like a mixture. That's why
I
like
Blake comedy. Well, I saw. Speaking of comedy, I watched Thor Ragnarok, which I will recommend as a movie. outside of the fact that it's part of the Marvel movies, superhero movies, it's just fun.
What's it called?
And funny. Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
And that's one of those. But the thing is, as a fan of the comic book itself, I found it a little, I don't know, man. It wasn't too cool because it's all tongue-in-cheek.
Uh-huh.
It's all, you know, they've turned Thor into a kind of a comedy character, which, I don't know. It's cool for the movies. It's fine. The guy, you know, the guy's good in the part. They write it well, but. Thor's not a comedy character. He's very actually Thor in the comic is he's rather humorless. I don't remember cracking any jokes at all, man. You know. So I don't know, but it was cool. It was
I
fun
have no
movie.
Idea.
And I like that guy that plays the Hulk. Whatever his face is, the Hulk's in it too. It's the Hulk and Thor. Good fun. Good fun. What's his head from The Fly and The Fly.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum. He's this comic villain. This kind of, you know, goofy. And he's Terran, you know, they like to cast big stars in these. And the stars love it because they just chew up the scenery.
Yeah. Hey, that's him doing his best when he's into something goofy, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, it's totally silly. Yeah. It's totally silly. This movie's silly. It's a comedy really more than an adventure. But I liked it. I liked it. Did you like it, Ted? Ted liked it.
There you go. Ted approved.
Ted approved. All right. We got time for a quickie. I gotta get my dog to quit bugging me here.
Okay, Suzette's into all this stuff. X-Men.
I don't. Yeah.
She knows Nipsey
wow.
Russell.
Well, she's recommended. This is, you know, it's acquired taste over here, Possum Hour. Looking for the quickies. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Quickie, quickie, quickie. Remember? Let's just get to it and. Needs no introduction. Well, actually, I think it's a leftover from Christmas, so. Ho, ho, ho.
I want you for Christmas. Anything that Santa would bring could never come there with you. I want you for Christmas. You're a pet that money can't get, and nothing but you will do. My wish comes true. You can bet by Jimmy he'll come down the chimney with a bag full of you. Woo! I want you for Christmas. If only Santa does what he should, I'm knocking on wood for him to make good. Christmas morning, baby, I only want you. You know, Christmas will soon be here. Mm-hmm. And that's one time of the year. But a plan, a stocking for Santa, hoping that he'll appear on that pleasant day
when presents are given away.
Not quick enough.
All right.
Poop, poop, shoo, poop.
No, no. I wanted it more like this.
This is the shortest song in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
That's a quickie.
To the point. That is a quickie, boy. You don't come any quickier than that. I got that real short, tiny Tim. May Questrell? What? Oh, you mean the shortest song in the world? I think that was called the shortest song in the world.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Look it up, man. Shortest song in the world.
The title was actually longer than the song.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen Infinity War yet either, Dr. Cake. I gotta watch Doctor Strange and a Spider-Man movie before I can graduate to the Infinity War movies. And then I've seen them all.
Yep.
Drunk with power. And they're all on this little... Oh, Confession Possum, I remember Stormy Double D's that would make an appearance. Yes. Remember? That was a good caller, man. But anyway... Marvel movie, marvelly. Yeah, Stormy Double D's. No way, that was Suzette Live Talk. You dirty dog. You know, I thought that was Maggie C all that whole time.
Right?
Yeah. Well, what shut my mouth. I don't know. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Great call. Well, she can hear me say it. I don't know. Yeah, thank you, man. That was fun. And very sexy. Appreciate it. Oh, you're not on a wagon like Gumby now, are you? Dropping like flies, man.
Sobriety's a curse, baby.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
Austin knows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
All right. It is time once again. Oh, you guys are so lucky. You're so lucky tonight.
All right.
And I'll tell you why after we spin the big wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Ha ha.
Ha ha. There we go. Excuse me. This beer makes me belch. It's only on my first natty. Well, anyhow, it's 3 minutes you'll never get back. Now, you are in luck, because I was putting the show together last night.
Uh-huh.
And, there's a good chance I'd had an adult beverage or two.
Good chance.
I picked out a... Now... On the plus side, it was only 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Uh-huh.
On the not so plus side, it is Yoko Ono. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ono. I don't know what I was thinking, man. And up until 4 o'clock or so. That was going to be 3 minutes tonight, man. I was all set. I just had it set in my mind. Well, then this came along. Y'all like the Brady Bunch, don't you? Of course you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Brady Bunch kids. Well, here they are rocking. They're rocking it, baby.
Play that intro.
The Brady Bunch kids. Go for it. 3 minutes.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Adam Homer Howard.
They should do the full song.
Well, that's isn't that the weird part? They cut out all the parts about the Buddy Holly and started off with the part about Charlie Manson. You know? And there they are, the little Cindy and Bobby, you know, singing about Helter Skelter in a summer swelter.
Marcia, Jan, and Squeaky Fromm.
Charlie.
There you go.
See, that's what happened to Shorty Shea's head, man.
Exactly.
Alice buried it under the AstroTurf.
Hey, were the Brady kids in the Quentin Tarantino movie?
I don't want to spoil the ending, but yeah, they killed the Manson family. Manson.
How did they die?
Manson breaks in the Brady Bunch house, and Alice keeps them at bay with a meat cleaver, which would make about as much sense as the actual movie, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we'll start off with a little Schadenfreude. Groton, Connecticut. There's a man was live streaming. I don't know on what platform. He was live streaming while driving over 100 miles an hour.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, Kenneth Hoffler, 23. Yeah, he's a mature lad of Middletown. He's using his phone to record himself driving over the Gold Star Memorial Bridge. And he was driving with a suspended license on top of that. So a trooper followed him. They caught up, you know, and then he sped onto an exit, and he drove off the guardrail and rolled over. So if you're interested, you can Google that guy. And on
is he still with us?
Oh, yeah. He got away unhurt, but because it's hilarious, because he's like, you know, he's bragging how he's, you know, he's getting away with, you know, I'm the cat's pajamas. I'm driving 100 miles an hour. And then he hits this curb. You should probably take it about 40 miles an hour and just takes a header.
He even fucked up his chances for a Darwin Award.
Well, you have to die for the Darwin Award?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to die for
that. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think there's some charges pending. He has criminal record that goes back ways. Reckless driving, driving with a suspended license, driving without insurance, possession of marijuana. Now, that's a bad cop there. Come on. Leave the weed alone.
They're going to blame that now.
And his former arrests are for weed. Come on, man. Cut the guy a break, you know. Just take away his license for a while. That'd be the thing. Anyway. Schadenfreude. Don't be a wise guy behind the wheel. It ain't funny. Something weird here. I think we've talked about this in the past. But I guess this is probably the article. People post old articles on Fuckfoo, and I'll go, oh, that's interesting. Then I'll realize that we talked about this like in 2016.
Okay.
Anyway, the salmon caught in Puget Sound are filled with cocaine, antidepressants, and pain relievers. If you recall, you remember that one? They said contaminants include Flonase, Aleve, Tylenol, Paxil, Valium, Zoloft, Tagament, OxyContin, Darvon, nicotine, caffeine, fungicides, antiseptics, anticoagulants, as well as plenty of antibiotics. And this is just because people flushing them and then the fish drink it and then they get superpowers and take over the world. I'd say now. After all the Fukushima, man, they're probably radioactive to boot. So, Shit.
He got three
eyes.
Should have
caught anything.
Like
gotta be
fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta be shaky ground eating that Pacific caught stuff.
Gonna take over the world.
Oh.
Fish feed.
Did you see like they started World War III over there?
It started already?
Well, we assassinated one guy, and then they come back and they put an $80 million bounty on the head of our president.
Oh, yeah.
$80
million. Yeah. I wonder one of his supporters didn't jump on that.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of scratch, man. I'm not telling anybody to go do that, okay?
Huh?
And I don't know how you just get his head. You probably have to take the whole carcass with you. But $80 million.
I like the way the Iran people are posting all their landmarks on the on social media. Yeah, didn't you see that?
Are they really? No.
Yeah, they're like, try it. Here you go. We like to go here, and they're posting the mosques and all these landmarks and everything. Go ahead, try it.
Wow. Crazy times. So anyway. That's what the Wag the Possum's all about.
There you go.
And then I thought. And I don't want to go on too long about this. I thought that there was a secret phone call from Putin right before New Year's, right?
Yeah.
That the White House didn't tell you about right away. And then the Kremlin says it. And then the White House goes, oh, yeah. Phone call with Putin. And maybe there's a connection there. Maybe he says, you know, this guy over here, not so much. You know, maybe take him out for me. But right before the show, I saw the explanation for it. The dunderhead military guys were showing him all these options of things he could do. And that was like the one option they didn't want him to choose. That was like the worst, the bad option that's supposed to make the other ones look good. And he chose the bad option. Yeah.
I can see that, yeah.
So if that is true,
I'm sure
wow,
it is.
That's crazy.
I bet the farm on it.
It sounds legit, man. It was in the Times or something. Anyway, Wednesday Weinstein
years ago.
Conversation. What is that?
It wouldn't have sounded true years ago.
No. No, not even with Bush. I mean, W wasn't the sharpest knife in the bunch, but in the draw. But Dick Cheney put the kibosh on that, you know. Well, the fact of the matter is, we're not going to do that. Crazy time.
So,
all right.
So where are we living?
Enough of that.
Now, here's somebody. Yep. I'm not for the death penalty, and I'm not for cruel and unusual punishment. You're still. I had the world beating
totally
expert
for
on the anti-death penalty here, and you still. Clark's credit chat late nights has joined the conversation, and Wednesday Weinstein. Clark's credit chat late nights.
Yeah, cool.
Well,
hi kids.
So, but this person he. This person over here, they need the book thrown at them. I'm not sure which book, but maybe get a big. I got an old dictionary. That'd be a good one.
I got that being a nothingness. You should see the size of this fucking book. Throw that at them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your AA thing there.
this book puts the AA's in. That's called the big book.
I found Gigantor's copy when I was moving out of the old place.
That's what got me sober. Not the meetings.
I know.
Not, yeah, it was that book. That's a very good book. I read it three times.
All right. There you go, man. Yep. I gave it to my ex-wife to trade at the bookstore.
There. There you go.
But, you know, I'm sorry, man. You're not going to register to vote, so I'm not going to read that book. How's that?
Right,
agree to disagree. Okay, oh, police in Pennsylvania are itching to find out who put bed bugs in the men's changing room at a local Walmart, man.
Can
you imagine that? They found
that
a closed
cricket.
Pill bottle containing live bugs in a boy's jacket being sold in the clothing department.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That ain't right. See that?
The bottle's thrown out in the trash, and then they found bed bugs in the fitting room at the Walmart. Man, that is so nasty. That is nasty.
They should execute it right there in menswear.
Take them over to Housewares and hook them up with a Cuisinart. And a Cuisinart. Man, that's nasty. That is, because, man, I mean,
to intentionally do something like that is horrendous. And that
you wouldn't wish that on your worst enemy, bed bugs, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
and that, but it spreads. It spreads like a motherfucker. What part of Pennsylvania is this? Right.
Sheesh.
Right in the East Coast, is it?
Sheesh. Where is it?
I'm not seeing the town.
Oh, Edinburgh. That's toward the east, isn't it?
I don't know. Edinburgh.
I think it is. I don't know Edinburgh. But anyway, no arrests have been made, but they do have some. They fingerprinted the bottle, so they might find the bastard. But that's one of the lowest things I've ever heard of. Spreading fucking bed bugs.
Yeah.
Too many checkers.
Off with his fucking head.
Should at least be bitch slapped.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. Okay, now over to where the hell are we now? Oh, we're down to Florida. The police responded to a woman in distress. Call about sounds of a woman in distress. It turned out it was a parrot. Wah, 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 wah. Screaming parrot. The parrot's screaming, "Let me out! Let me out! Oh, oh, oh!" And it sounded like a lady. This guy in the next door neighbor is working on his car. He's like, "Holy shit."
That lady crossed away from me as a bird. I haven't heard that in a while. Maybe it's dead. But I think you're just screaming. Like,
did it say shit?
No.
Like words?
No. But it screamed, and it sounded like a woman screaming.
Yeah, yeah. Birds are weird, man. The people that have birds, I think, are a little weird, too. I'm just...
Yeah, exactly. People have exotic pets a little off the fucking wall.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I thought that would be the bee's knees to have, you know...
Same
weird
here.
Pets all over the place.
Birds,
and now I don't even, I mean, like, I'm not even sure I'll get another dog, because it's like, what right do I have to subjugate that dog to, well, dogs are different, but, you know, like, fish, let them swim in the wild, man. Why the fuck should I put them in a tank? That's cruel.
These people have ferrets. What the fuck do you want a ferret for?
Yeah,
for
little
snakes.
Ferrets.
Yeah.
Where the hell ferrets live? Ferretland? Wisconsin
or
something?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Clark's Credit Chat Late Nights. They said they loved the show. They were funny.
Oh, thank you, Clark.
Funny,
Credit.
Look, funny like a clown.
Huh?
Okay, now
tell
the last
your
story.
Show is.
Yeah, we'll plug your shit.
Give us your time.
last story, poop story. We're in luck. A retiring English teacher was fined for repeated park pooping.
Now, park pooping?
This is Elkhorn, Wisconsin. This guy, Jeffrey S. Churchwell. Now everybody knows your damn name. Publicly defecated up to several times a day. Oh, up to several times a day in the park.
Whoa.
What was his plumbing turned off? What the hell?
A couple times a day?
As a That's the result. He's cited for disorderly conduct and agreed to pay a $365 fine plus $5,705 to the County Public Works Department to reimburse them for the stains he left behind.
Where's he been dropping it? In the parking lot? Where?
In the park.
In the park itself.
Natureland Park in Whitewater.
Natureland Park.
Yeah. They were taking pictures of him.
Might be a medical problem.
Might need a...
That's a lot of coffee.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe he's drinking too much coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they have... Maybe he's like homophobic and he's afraid to go into the restroom.
Yeah, maybe. George Michaels might be
like,
in there.
And George Michael, he's afraid George Michael might be in there.
Yeah. Diaper on his ass.
Diaper. Well, diapers, man. There's your answer. Yeah. So he's already retired, so that's cool. I hope this doesn't fuck up his pension or anything from the school.
But now the whole world knows.
Yeah, now everybody knows, man. Milton School District, that's where he worked. Yeah,
that's your legacy.
Kids
and grandkids.
Repeatedly pooping in the park.
That's my granddad. That's my granddad.
All right, man. I love a good
park
story,
pooper.
Man.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Back to our show.
We'll be right back.
Hot damn, here we go.
There it is. Huh.
All right.
Darned. You know, what the hell?
What's that?
That was weird.
What happened?
You got that right. Okay. No, these guys are talking about their podcast there. These guys are real podcast guys.
Oh, jeez.
But
they're not
any
operators.
Like, yeah. We're just a couple of schmagoos pretending that we're hosting a radio show.
I'm going to try to get a hold of Jeffrey Churchwell, see if we can get him on the show, the old park pooper.
Yeah, man, before we go off the air, which we're going to do sooner or later, we should have one more guest, and a guy that poops in the park would certainly be appropriate.
Oh, yeah. He can come clean, so to speak.
Yeah, We haven't had a guest. Man, we haven't had a guest since, I think, what, the first year of the show? Like a million years ago?
Yeah. Well, I was always I like weird guests. I like Art Paul.
Yeah, guests like that are cool.
Yeah. You gotta get Steven on, man, with the raised eyebrows.
Who?
The raised eyebrows.
Oh. Yeah, Steve. Yeah, he would be good. He does a lot of podcast stuff, though. I don't know if he works gratis or not.
Nah, probably not.
Because that's the thing, man. When we started out, it brings it to mind, the picture of the Fleet Admiral and myself many moons ago. The day came by. Oh,
she's
so
a honey.
Gorgeous.
Oh, isn't she?
Man. And I'm telling you what, she looks better in real life. Boy.
All right.
Smells goo. Oh.
Yeah.
Silky hair. What a doll. Anyhow, when we were doing that show, podcasting was still kind of new, I think.
Yep.
And we were doing a legitimate podcast. We were using all copyright-free cues and whatnot.
Not like what we're doing
and
now.
Booking, no. And booking legitimate guests. And I was able to talk all the octogenarians into it, and Fleet Admiral was able to talk all the young people into the younger people.
Yep.
And a dude from Voyager, the Black Vulcan.
Yeah.
And Commodore Decker himself.
Yeah.
Yeoman Rand.
Steve Stevens.
That one guy used to call in that was like an extra. Do you remember that?
No.
So long ago. Yeah, there's some guy, every once in a while he would call in. But that was fun, man. But, like, I don't know if you could do that now, because I think people want, you know, most podcasts are legit, and they have sponsors, and they, you know, if they're that big, and then... You know, the guests run a little
boring. Well, That's the thing. You gotta watch MeTV and pull some character actor out of that who's dying to talk to people.
Yeah, man. Half my list had died last year and shit, man. That's the trouble with that. Tuvok.
Hey,
your buddy,
Eddie Deason. What's going on with Eddie Deason?
Yeah, Eddie Deason is having open heart surgery. Everybody give him a good thought. Although he did unfriend me, man. I guess he got too many friends, and he was like, he's off the team. I don't think it was personal. I hope not.
Didn't interact enough, Commodore.
Yeah, probably. But he posted a lot, man. I mean, he posted every day, like 6 times a day, and I was off Facebook for a little bit, and I came back on. I'm like, man, where's Eddie? Oh, no, we're no longer friends. Yeah, I hope he's okay. He's not that old. Jiminy Christmas, open heart surgery. Not that much older than you and I, sir.
Yeah, well, they look, the old ticker, you know. I'm checking to see if.
All right, well, what?
Okay. I was checking to see if I was friends with them. I don't think I ever was. But no, not
yeah.
now anyway.
Yeah, he wished me happy birthday a couple times, I think.
Go. Good guy. Good guy, Eddie.
Seemed like a really nice cat, man. You know.
Yeah.
He's probably just thinning out the herd and didn't, you know,
yeah,
didn't realize
cool.
that
cool.
I was such a big fan, such a devoted fan.
Yeah.
You know. Anyhow, let's not get maudlin. Well, I don't know if that cue's gonna ever come now. Shoot.
Woo!
There you go.
All right.
Okay, let's get a couple going.
You
never know.
All right, here you go.
Hey.
There it is.
Would you like to buy a monkey?
Ah, that makes a that makes
sure
all
would,
the sense
Dave.
In the world. Yeah, yeah.
We all know what Mondays are. You got to let the new possum.
Yeah, as we do on Mondays. And GT, this one tonight is not that bad. I don't think it's gonna
anchor down.
Offend.
Anchor down, GT. Anchor down.
Yeah, I think you can deal with this yodel. It's kind of a little jazzy.
Yeah.
Gumba, you know the Dandridge Sisters, do you
oh,
not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the Dandridge Sisters.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Goyles. And good singers. And they are singing. Tonight's yodel. So, without any further ado...
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Yodel. The Dandridge Sisters.
Oh, just listen to the Harlem yodel. If you want a twisty thrill, come thrill. Oh, to learn to do the Harlem yodel, you never even climb a hill. Oh, yodel-ady, higher than the kite in flight, this metal or feather will carry you. Is it clear the stuff is here? You don't have to go to Barbaria. Oh, you ought to do the Harlem yodel, Heidi Hodel, Harlem yodel. Every yodel lead you to the Harlem yodel. Oh, yeah.
I had the feet in the air, like the old cartoons, the comic strips, Nancy, you know, the feet up in the air, like fall back.
Nothing wrong with a jolly good laugh, lad, you know?
There
it would never hurt anyone.
You go.
And you have a good week, sir. I think we'll be back Friday and say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Espresso.